All right, for now, we lock it all down. The Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, because it's that time when we wrap sports talk with this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the NFL lightning round. I'm getting some gambling and my money's going down. And I can't do it at this time. I'm all confused. The lightning round.
It's an A-plus just because football's back. We begin with the NFL champion Philadelphia Eagles.
They Hi, Dr. Nick.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, my God, you need booze.
Exactly. They play in the NFC East, which has not had a repeat winner since the Eagles won back-to-back in 03 and 04, also the last time the Eagles made the Super Bowl. The Cowboys are taking on this challenge with essentially no wide receivers. The Giants have a healthy Odell and an actual good running back with Saquon Barkley, and the Washington football franchise is going to make a run at it with Alex Smith and Adrian Peterson. What percent chance do you give the Eagles of repeating as NFC East champions?
As NFC East champs, well, that brings to what you cut me off from saying.
Yes.
The last one to do it was the Eagles in 03 and 04. 70%.
Wow.
Okay. I like them big.
I think 2 weeks ago you were all in on the Giants as well. So
well, I'm in on the Giants, but that's my emotions. When it comes to giving an honest answer, I deviate.
Look at you, honesty. The Cleveland Browns have one win in 2 years. The Browns decided to keep Hugh Jackson and his 1-31 record. They had a really interesting showing on Hard Knocks. They also added Jarvis Landry, Tyrod Taylor, Carlos Hyde. They drafted Baker Mayfield. Josh Gordon was reinstated, and they've got Myles Garrett on their defensive line. The Browns start off with a Le'Veon beltless Steelers team on the road against the Saints, the Jets, the Raiders in September. What percent chance do you give the Browns of matching or possibly surpassing their win total from the last 2 years in the month of September?
Yikes-o. Pittsburgh at Saints, Jets at Raiders. So they've got to win half of those to surpass.
Well, I'm saying just match. You can say surpass
match.
If you think.
Match. I will actually be very numerical and fraction oriented and give them a 1-4 or a 25% chance.
Okay. Four quarterbacks were taken in the top 10 of last year's draft. There's Josh Sam Darnold. He's going to for sure start week one for the Jets. There's also Josh Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, and Josh Rosen, who are all backups going into week one. Which rookie QB is the next to start? Mayfield, Allen, or Rosen?
Oof. Baker Mayfield, I'm not a believer in the Browns having a really good starting quarterback. It's the Browns.
Alex Smith, Kirk Cousins, Case Keenum, Patrick Mahomes all played a little game of QB carousel this offseason. Smith went to D.C., Cousins to Minnesota, Keenum to Denver, and Mahomes promoted to stay with the Chiefs. Who throws for more yards with their new team, Smith, Cousins, Keenum, or Mahomes?
Ooh, yikes, that's a good one.
Oh, thank you.
You know, the other three just aren't lighted up style quarterback. I think with Minnesota, he's got the best cast around him. So I'm going to go with Kirk, but their Cousins.
DJ Moore was the first wide receiver taken in the draft with the 24th pick of the Carolina Panthers. At 26, Calvin Ridley was the second one taken of my Atlanta Falcons. Which rookie gets more yards, Moore or Ridley?
I see Ridley is now what? The three behind me and Julio and Sanu.
Sanu.
Yeah. And Moore is with Carolina, who lost Benjamin.
Devin Funchess in Carolina as well.
Yeah, I'm going to go DJ Moore.
Okay. The NFC South was one of the most competitive divisions in football last year, with the Saints, Panthers, and Falcons all making the playoffs. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were given a participation trophy for their 5-11 effort. The NFC South sends over or under 1.5 teams into the playoffs.
Oh, man, there's a lot of talk about what they can do. I'm not a believer, really. I'm hopeful about the East and the Giants, so that's 1-2 from there, 1 from there, over.
All right. Speaking of the participation trophy that is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, what percent chance do you give Dirk Cutter of being the first coach fired this year?
Fired this year?
This season. First coach.
I still think it's going to be Hugh Jackson because he remains 1-31. I know there are not a lot of other real hot seats because Jerry Jones is committed to this knucklehead despite the fact he never wins anything. I have him, I guess, second behind Hugh Jackson, so 15%.
Okay. Antonio Brown led the NFL in receiving yards last time for the second time in his career, beating out Julio Jones by a mere 89 yards. Keenan Allen came in third. There's also Tyreek Hill, Michael Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, all others that are coming for that wide receiver crown. What percent chance do you give Antonio Brown leading the NFL in receiving yards a second straight year?
Oof. Really good. I mean, that's their weapon, especially if Chuckles the Clown never shows up. You know, Roethlisberger, that, as they've been talking about, that window is closing, and he's just looks his way. I'm going to give him 40% chance as repeating as the champ.
All right, and last one. Jacksonville had one of the best defenses in the NFL last year. Their defensive line was nicknamed Saxonville, and it's very fitting seeing as they were second in the NFL with sacks with 57. What percent chance do you give Saxonville leading the NFL in sacks? This is, does not mean how many times Blake Bortles is sacked this year, however.
So they still have Calais Campbell and Malik Jackson. I'm just trying to think if the Dante Fowler had 8 sacks. I believe they're there, and they're still young, and they're still really good. So, yeah, that's kind of their MO. They've got a unique offense in that with Fournette. They play a little more power and, you know, get a lead, kind of grind it out and go after quarterback. I'm going to give him a 50-50 shot.
All right.
What do you think of them apples? I got a number. How do you like them apples?